You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is August 30th, 2021. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast. First off, I'd like to say thank you very much for all the support and all the emails I've been receiving regarding my unfortunate encounter with COVID-19. If you missed the last show, I did miss actually almost a month of the show. I did contract COVID-19, the Delta variant, believe it or not, and a lot of people were asking me, how did you know you got the Delta variant? Well, I'll just answer that question because I did get several emails. I did end up in the hospital, so when I was in the hospital, I was able to, they were able to tell me, but all the other tests that I took, I did not. I just said positive or not positive. So I'm very, very fortunate, I have to say. I'm getting better. I am big improvement from the last show. I mean, I feel almost back to normal with the exception of no taste or smell. That's probably the worst part of the whole thing is I can't taste or smell anything. And I'm still very fatigued. I'm still, believe it or not, I didn't know the lasting effects of this actual illness is you can actually be fatigued for a while and lose your taste or smell for up to 6 months. I'm still sleeping close to 10 hours a day. And it's weird. It's just not like me. Usually I'm a guy that sleeps about 6 hours a day, 6 to 8, and when I go to work, you know, I work 10-hour shifts, and a couple of my team members noticed that I was a little bit sluggish at first, and then actually the other day they said, "Hey, you look like you're getting back to normal again." I go, "Yeah, I'm feeling good." So I just got to say thank you guys so much. It really means a lot to me that their thoughts and prayers are out there during this difficult time. And as for you, if you have a difficult time or if you have questions about this thing. This whole thing, you can actually email me. I'm well versed in it now. I've learned a lot about it. I've researched a lot about it. I've gone through several, I guess treatments and stuff to figure it out. So if you have any questions or anything like that, or if you just want to talk, you're more than welcome to email me regarding it. I'm well open, way open to talking about it, and giving you the same support that you guys all gave me. So thank you again for all the support. I really do appreciate it, and it goes a long way with me. So thank you. Thank you all again. All right. Today on the show, fall is coming. That's right. Fall is the biggest holiday for wet shaving, or biggest holiday season for wet shaving. You get the most releases, new releases, special releases during this time, and it's coming. And we're going to go do a little intro of that because the fall seasonal special is coming as well. Shimming your DE razor. Okay, so I saw this on Badger and Blade the other day, and I just saw a bunch of people talking about it. And there's a video about Geo Fatboy that he put out about shimming razor. I'll tell you my thoughts on it, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it as well. Let's talk about AD, or acquisition disorder. I kind of set it up in my own way of steps of how it happens. And wet shaving acquisition disorder and the stages that you go through with it. And are you actually suffering from AD? If you are, what are the stages? You know, how long will it last, or does it last forever? We'll talk about that. And Collector's Corner, Paladin Shave Brushes. That's right, Paladin Shave Brushes has been around for several years now. Beautiful designs. Very unique way of the order process and the packaging that you get with it. We'll talk about Paladin Shave Brushes and we'll do a wet shaving talk salute to them. So without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. Fall is coming, everyone. That's right. Fall is right around the corner. It's in the air. And that you know what that means. The fall seasonal special and all of the fall releases. So if you are a vendor, if you are a vendor artisan that's coming out with something new and you want to talk about it or you want it featured on that show, please email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com as soon as you can with the release, and I will definitely put it in the queue and get it going. Otherwise, I will be doing my usual search. Now, previous years, I've been all over the place with this. I've been going in October or September. You know, I wanted to make sure everybody had enough time to be able to purchase them before Halloween. Because that's usually the time span that you guys want us to get the stuff. Is you want to have it by Halloween to use it, and then after Halloween you can use it a little bit more, and then we kind of transition to the winter scents. And Well, so this year I'm going to go a little bit later. I'm going to do mid-October, I think, the last show before Halloween, so we can feature more stuff, because every year I do it earlier, like September, and every time that happens, like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, there's like 10 or 15 new items that come out that I missed, and then I have to do it on another show, or you know, just I forget about it, or I don't put it in, and we don't have enough time before Halloween. So this year we're going to do the fall seasonal special right before Halloween, and you know, we'll have everything featured, and you'll still have plenty of time to purchase some of these items too if you'd like. With that being said, the fall seasonal special being very a really dear show to me. There are over 20 hours of research go into it, a lot of stuff. We'll go through over 100 vendors just going searching, looking for it. You know, all I have to say is to vendors, make sure you have it so where it's very easy for the customers to find it, because most of us look and after about 2 to 5 seconds or whatever, within a minute, we're done. I can tell you right now from my experience, if I can't find the item within 30 seconds of looking on the website, I'm moving on. So even if it's something else, so make sure that everybody knows your new releases are there. Make it easy to see, and maybe a little bit extra effort on the digital side will make for more sales and make it easier for us to purchase your stuff too. So just a little word of advice, nothing big, nothing major. And also, you know, if you are into craft beer, which I know a lot of listeners are, and a lot of wet shavers are into craft beer, the seasons coincide with craft beer seasons, believe it or not. The seasonal scents of soaps and shaving products actually coincide with beer, because right now we're going through the fall season beers right now, right? Pumpkin beers just came out. It usually comes out in the end of August, sometimes in the end of July. There's been times where we've gotten it. I know myself being in the liquor business, I just received a pumpkin shipyard pumpkin head yesterday, and it's a big deal, and we got it in, and it's just... Every year I think of it, when I start seeing the fall seasonal beers come in, I know that the scents are coming in too. So really, it's goes hand in hand, very similar. And make sure you get it before Halloween, because usually that's when it's sold out. So, all right, guys. So fall, right around the corner. Two more shows and we're there. And we're going to have that fall seasonal special coming up. My favorite show of the year and my favorite time of the year. And this is when, honestly, when I start buying I spend the most... probably money on soaps and stuff during this time of the year. I don't know why. I just love the fall stuff. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing some really awesome releases from some of these big vendors and some new additions as well. Be on the lookout for that. All right, guys. So moving along, talking about acquisition disorder. Now, this is something that I went through. I think we've all gone through. And you have the stages of acquisition disorder. And I tried to think about it. I wrote it down on paper a few times before I even wrote it in the show notes. And I was able to get 5 stages of acquisition disorder. Now, again, this is just non-official. This is nothing. This is just really for entertainment purposes only. But if you do think that you've gone through this, a longer running wet shaver that's been around, or a newer wet shaver, and you've gone through these stages, let me know. And let me know if you have anything to add, because I'd love to make like an actual, maybe write an article on it or something like that, and just do an actual like research paper on this, because it's really interesting. It does interest me. So the stages of acquisition disorder. Now, before I get into that, I'll define acquisition disorder. That means acquisition disorder means purchasing wet shaving goods, right? Purchasing wet shaving stuff that you have to have everything, don't have to have everything. You know, that's kind of like, okay, I'm really obsessed with buying stuff, or I'm obsessed with not buying anything. So the stages. 1, try to save money stage. That's when you're in the wet shaving beginning and you're like, oh, I'm going to do wet shaving to save money. So you're going to look at the best value of getting wet shaving so you can do it for the cheapest, and you're going to try and get a few items like that. This is the stage where you go to like stores like Walmart or grocery stores or drug stores looking for budget shaving items that you can find in a brick and mortar aspect, you know, in those type of areas. So you would try to save money, right? And that would be, which would coincide with buying lower priced items. So that would be the next stage. You're starting to buy, first you're trying to save money with wet shaving by starting out, trying to do it as cheap as possible. Then you start acquiring lower priced items where you start buying, you know, cheaper soaps and stuff and buy them, you know, by probably by, I would say by like the dozen. Like you would go and buy a couple, like if you were going, let's say you go on Razor Rock's website, you would buy, instead of just buying one soap and that and an aftershave, you buy six. Or if you go on our Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements PAA site, you know, you then post a mail call, you just spend $200 on there, you bought like 10 sets of soap, right? Or 5 sets, 8 sets of soap, whatever it is, to try different ones. So those are what I would say would be like the lower price items. Items under $50, you start buying like a bunch of that, like in excess. You would start buying a lot and you build up your collection pretty quickly. The next stage, buying higher priced items. So, by the way, guys, this list is by my personal experience as well. So I'll tell you a little bit about mine after we discuss this. Buying higher priced items. Okay, this is when you start saying, okay, I have a lot of stuff. I want to try something different. You would be in the area right now, this stage, of buying a, you know, possible Wolfman razor, some expensive brushes such as like, you know, Black Eagle brush, expensive Simpson brush, you know, in the $300 range type of shaving brush, you know, Declaration grooming brush, and you would want to get, you know, possibly a bottom dial or a toggle or something like that in this area too. And this is because you're at the point where, hey, I'm deep into this hobby. I might have started this hobby to try to save money and have fun with it. But now I want the stuff. I want to show off in mail calls. I want to be that guy. I want to have the best collection that I can possibly have. So some guys go a little bit nuts in this area. I know a couple friends of mine. I know a couple guys. One guy spent over $35,000 in 1 year buying and selling, you know, different stuff. Like he would buy a razor and then sell it and then buy another one just so he can buy another one. So he actually moved $35,000 worth of stuff. And there's some guys that spend a lot more than that. You would buy collectible items here, new items here, you know, maybe a Rocknell adjustable. You might go and buy, you know, adjustable razor that's, like I said, a vintage one, Gillette, a Gibbs or something like that. And you just go kind of nuts on it. You're like, I'm buying whatever I want. I want everything. And then you go through a little bit of like a plateau stage. And with this plateau stage, this is when you start liquidating. Okay, so liquidating means, you know what? You look at your collection. You're using like the same 3 or 4 razors now. You slow down a little bit. You're not really big in the, you're not getting the excitement that you used to get with the posting online. And now you're just, you know, I have it. I'm going to start letting some of this stuff go, make some money back. And, you know, maybe I'll buy something else. I might buy a nice pen or I might buy, you know, maybe I'm going to buy that watch that I've always wanted or a nice pair of shoes or something like that. So a lot of guys go through that stage. They start selling their razors or their brushes, and then they keep going from there. And then from there, it's the acceptance stage where you're like, okay, I accept the fact that I had an acquisition disorder. I'm calming down now. I have a great collection, and I'm happy with what I have using it. And this is just a preliminary stage, and I'm going to really work on this and see if I can get like maybe a real set in stone step stages of acquisition disorder or stages of a wet shaving collector's life or something, whatever. I'm trying to figure something out. I'm working this out. But I think this is how it kind of worked with me. You know, being in the game for about 10 years, it tells you that, you know, you start off really trying to save money, which is true. Like I tried to save money. And then I started buying a bunch of low stuff once I got out of school and I had a little bit of, you know, more disposable income. And then I got to the point where I was just like, you know what? I've always wanted it, you know. I could tell you right now that if you read an article I did last year about the Gillette bottom dial, and I posted a few forums, like it took 9 years to find that Gillette bottom dial. You know, I always used to look at people posting online and seeing it, and always looking, talking about videos about it, and saying, "Hey, you know what? It's really, you know, it's rare. It's a great piece." And for some reason, I've always wanted one. Same thing with a toggle. I always wanted a Gillette toggle and a Wolfman, you know, Wolfman razor. I always wanted those three. And, you know, what I was thinking one time is just like at one point I was like, I just got to do this. I got to get it. So I saved up some money, you know, and did that. I have like a little fund that I do for my hobbies and stuff. And I went and bought it, you know, did that. And then after that, after buying all the stuff, he said, hey, I got everything that I wanted. I'm kind of slowing down. I'm starting to shave with the same things. You start selling some of your items. You know, okay, somebody else will will appreciate this, and I'll make a little bit of money, and then maybe I can buy, like I said, you know, something else. And so that's what I've been doing. And then the acceptance is like, look, I got the hobby, I'm good, I'm happy, you know. So that's kind of where I was in that. So that's kind of where I came out with these five steps. You know, I'll adjust them and everything. I apologize for repeating some of the stuff twice, but let me know your thoughts at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. What you think about it. If you've gone through some of these stages, or if you'd like to add or subtract one of the steps, let me know. Or you know, whatever you have on your mind. All right, guys, and moving along to Collector's Corner is the Paladin Shave Brush. Now, Paladin has been around for a while. You can see in the picture in the show notes, this is one of their brushes that I thought was really impressive. Great designs with the resins and stuff in that. They also make the brushes out of ebonite, which is kind of like that bowling ball material. It's actually a hardened rubber, very hard to turn, but great looking brushes. I've always loved Paladin brushes for their designs and also their shelf stock pictures. They do really great job taking pictures and looking at and showcasing that brush to make it look beautiful. And remember, you know, with Paladin, it's very small, family owned operated business. There's only a couple of people working for them, and they use a lot of time basically working with them. When they create them, they do the designs with the computer and CNC machining with some of the with the actual cutting and engraving. But really, it's more of a handmade item. And you know, a lot of people don't realize the actual name of the company is actually Dark Holler Design Works, but they made the Paladin brush, and everybody just really refers to them as Paladin Shaving. So I think they just embraced the name and went from there. Now, these brushes have been around for several years. I've purchased a couple of them. I still have one right now, and I'm actually looking at a couple of them right now. I'm really interested in getting another one. They use a different type of brush, knots and stuff, different knots all around quality, but they use most of their own brush. Now, they don't hand tie them, I don't believe, but they do purchase them from an actual producer and under their specifications. You know, and what's a cool part is when you buy a Paladin brush, you get the brush that's in the picture, and you also get a picture of that cardstock in the packaging when you buy it, in a nice tube and everything. It comes packaged really nicely. And these brushes look just as amazing in person as they do in these beautiful pictures that you see online. So I have to say, after you know looking around and seeing, Paladin has survived the test of time. They've been around for several years, at least 7 or 8 years now, I think. And it makes some beautiful brushes consistently. These brushes are more along on the mid to high price range, so you know expect to pay several hundred dollars for one. But I've had one for I think 5 years now, and I've never had a problem. It's never shedded. You know, it's still looking just as good as when I bought it. So I do recommend them myself from using them. So Paladin Shaving, aka Dark Holler Design Works, we salute you. And here's a salute from the Wet Shaving Talk podcast. All right, guys, so that does conclude the end of the show. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to you all for everything during this difficult time for myself. Again, couldn't be more happy and couldn't be more blessed than to have all of you guys in my thoughts and prayers and thinking about me during that time. So I really appreciate it. Feeling much better, so I'm great. Working on that fall seasonal special, that's going to be coming out pretty soon. And our next show will be on Monday, the 13th of September. So, as you know, our show is powered by SharpBiologist.com, What Your Father Didn't Teach You About Shaving. A special thanks to you guys, the listeners, again, and Mark, a.k.a. Mantech59, for celebrating 10 years with SharpBiologist.com. It's a big accomplishment. Till then, guys, remember, shave straight and shave safe, and always contact me if you have any questions. Bye-bye now.